If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What's trending?
What's Trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. We start with the Royals, who got game one under their belt yesterday with a win against the Giants out west. Chris Bubich was stellar again, seven innings, had a no-no going for a little bit into the sixth inning as well. His ERA now puts him tied for the fourth best ERA in all of baseball. Tonight, the Royals will send Michael Lorenzen in his 3.76 ERA to the bump. They'll go up against Hayden Birdsong, who's been very good, but with a 2.31 ERA. This is actually his first start, I believe, of the 2025 season, but he's been pitching out of the bullpen very well. We'll see if the Royals can't get after him a little bit tonight. Another 8:45 first pitch right here on 96.5 The Fan. Vern's On Deck show at 7:30.
I think we'll have to talk at least a little bit about how they almost tried to get rid of his no-hitter for a minute. Mm-hmm. At least makes for an interesting conversation, to say the least, because I don't know what the hell was going on there.
Massey slipped.
Yeah. Next up on What's Trending, Joe Tooney signs a two-year extension with the Bears worth $17.5 million per year on the extension. He'll make $51 million over the next 3 years. $33.5 million guarantee. Makes a lot of sense overall for them and for the Bears. They needed a lot of offensive line help. You and I said this before, but Caleb Williams will now have a qualified head coach. I imagine we'll tell him to watch film and how to do it. And he might have an offensive line he can actually stand behind for a little bit of time. So this is a big year for Caleb Williams and his development.
NFL meetings going on today. A couple of these topics were discussed in March, and they revised them, or they didn't vote on them. And they're trying to see if they have the votes to get it done today. Headlined by the Packers revising the tush-push rule request. This would not just be involving quarterback and, you know, running back in this scenario. This would also involve linemen down the field and being able to, you know, basically push players down the field, which is something we see the Chiefs do all the time. This is expected to pass today. We'll see. Also, Roger Goodell wants playoff reseeding. He's behind this movement. This would mean that if you win your division, you still get a playoff game, but it would no longer guarantee you a home playoff game when you play in the wild card weekend. This would also involve what happened last year. Minnesota, not a division winner, won 14 games. They would not have gone on the road in the first round of the postseason. I don't like this. We're going to talk more about it, but that could pass today. Also, they're looking at revising the onside kick rule. Pete Schrager was on the Pat McAfee show a couple minutes ago and said he does not expect it to pass, but what it would allow you to do, if you were the kicking team for the onside kick, you could have your foot further up the line, which would get you, you know, theoretically more likely spot to recover an onside kick.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think any kind of change to that is a good one, honestly. I think the onside kick, it's supposed to be a long shot. It is not supposed to be a long shot. It is impossible to accomplish. I'd like a little bit more than that gold. Yep. Maybe we don't get quite to that middle ground, but I mean, I don't think it's crazy to say I'd like it to be slightly more plausible to actually accomplish. That's all. Lastly on What's Trending, the Western Conference Finals start tonight in the NBA. 7:30, Timberwolves versus Thunder for that 6-1 matchup. Eastern Conference Finals will obviously start tomorrow before we see where that goes. NBA playoff ratings are up for the highest ratings in 10 or 11 years. So overall, they've had a good rating system, although that Thunder Nugget series probably didn't hurt. That was a great series.
New young stars in the league, you know, kind of helping new names
Brunson
for people.
Brunson in New York. That
no
helps.
Doubt. Yeah, the Knicks help. The Thunder, by the way, 7.5-point favorites tonight against the Timberwolves. One final thing, just because we're talking playoffs. The NHL Stanley Cup playoffs continue tonight as well. You've got Florida Panthers taking on Carolina Hurricanes. So we're down to the conference finals, essentially, in both sports right now.
Both playoffs are too long. They should have less teams.
I will say,
play less games or whatever, but yeah, it's okay.
The NBA playoffs take forever, and I don't know if it's because what we just said, how it's been very entertaining and new teams involved. It doesn't seem like this has dragged on to me as much this year. Is that fair to say?
Been really good playoffs. That's probably why there's more people watching. You're not the only person.
Yeah. I feel like that's been the case. That is what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Don't forget, it is a Tuesday, and our Tuesday lunch partner on Cody and Gold's our friends over at Summit Grill. Proud Taco Tuesday partner of Cody and Gold. You can head on over to any of their three locations for $2.50 tacos starting at 3 o'clock today. So check out any of their three locations, including in Waldo and Lee Summit. Make sure you head over there. Today's a great day to do that. Go out and grab some lunch today or grab an early dinner. Our friends over at Summit Grill, proud partner on Tuesdays with us.
I've pretty much permanently lived near a Summit Grill.
That's right.
The one I used to walk to down the street in Waldo, and now the one's right by like one of my kids' school buildings. They're in Gladstone, so pretty good. $2.50 tacos, you say. Mm-hmm, I'm interested in that. Mm-hmm. Plus, my kids have been asking. They've been, you know, like kids, right? They're always trying to ask to go out to eat or get McDonald's, whatever, right? Not kidding. We were at my nephew's concert on Saturday. He does like the School of Rock thing. So they played they played at the Ship. They play it like they play it like a real bar. Maybe a Summit Grill one day, right? They played like a real bar, and outside of that. And he was saying, hey, I want to eat dinner. I was like, oh, we're going to eat dinner when we get home. And he said, life is injustice. Now, he said it wrong. But I was like, relax a little. That was his response to, no, man, we're just going to eat dinner at home. We're not getting food out right now. We're not going to a restaurant. He said, life is injustice.
What was your response?
I laughed. I'm just like, okay, chill. I'll get you eliminated at the bar or whatever. But like,
he's learning early.
You can get that. So maybe he'd like to go to Summit Grill and get some $2.50 tacos. But he felt that, you know, we were unjust in our lack of getting him food.
Coming up in about 8 minutes, we'll get to that revised tush push plan in the NFL and involving the Eagles most notably. But they've changed the language to make it maybe more appetizing, if you will, and not seem like it's a direct target on the Eagles,
even though it
clearly is. But they're playing the game a little bit. So we'll get there in just a second. But I want to talk Royals baseball because Chris Bubich again yesterday was phenomenal. Yeah. Seven innings, had a no-no going for a little bit. His ERA is below 1.5. I think it's like 1.47 right this second.
Yeah,
he is
tied for
fourth in baseball ERA right now. And we saw him pitch well out of the bullpen last year. But even JJ Piccolo told us, like, look, they obviously saw signs. They could never have imagined he'd be pitching to a 1.47 ERA at this point in time. And he did say, even from an innings limitation, because that's my worry, bigger picture, is later in the year, do they have to be cautious with the innings? He said right now, because he's been so effective pitching, you know, he's pacing for 197, I think, innings is what he said.
But probably not as many pitches for the 197 innings that you would think because of how effective he's been. And I think that that's the kind of important note right now. He's telling you 197 is 197. That's what J.J. Piccolo is trying to say with that comment, is that they're not all created equal. The only reason he's pacing at that is because the man's so efficient. He just can't help but go deep. I think last night, 10 games into the season, 10 starts into the season for him, which leads the bigs, I think it was very clear. We are a third of the way into the season, roughly. I don't know exactly how many games, but we are dangerously close to that. At least for him, we are.
Sure.
He is a legitimate Cy Young candidate. It doesn't mean he'll win it. He went from 40-1 to 32-1 this morning.
Right.
And so, hell, he might be 25-1 by now. I don't know if it's already moving down the list. And so the way I view it is that he is a legitimate Cy Young candidate. And to say that, a year after they had two different guys finish in the top five for Cy Young, tells you, again, bigger picture. We can talk about Bubich individually in just a second because he's the more important part right now. The Royals have figured out a little bit of something in pitching. They found Cole Reagans and turned him into a top five Cy Young candidate. They signed Seth Lugo, turned him into a top five Cy Young candidate. They developed, and it took a while, but a slow develop of Chris Bubich has turned him into, right now, a top five Cy Young candidate. If that's the way they're going to do this thing all the time, well, then we're, you know, like, you're starting to like kind of turn some pitchers around a little bit. I like where this is headed.
Yeah, and obviously the question after that for a lot of people, I'm sure listening, are like, okay, what about the offense? And I know that's what people, we're talking pitching right now. We'll get to the offensive struggles again in a second. But yeah, I mean, there's some bright spots continuing, to say the least, with this pitching staff. It's why they're in the position that they still are in, despite the offensive struggles. And you got to feel better and better about some of the other names that we've discussed in the minors. If this is the development portion of what they've been able to do, not just at the big league level, but now in the minors. And we're going to find out over the next year to 2 years more on the true, I would say, organizational pitching development, more than just at the big league level and tweaks that they have had with some guys, Cole Reagans and obviously Chris Bubich now, because yeah, it's been awfully impressive. 32-1 for Chris Bubich to win Cy Young. For me, it would have to be like a $5 bet or something at this point. My issue with that is there's still a bunch of names in front of them, and it's not like Skubal's pitching poorly or Crochet.
No.
And those guys have the name cachet. It sucks, but they do. And you know that Skubal can do it for a full season. We don't know if Bubich can yet. That's not a knock on him.
He's going to be available through the whole season.
And the innings limitation could become a problem for him. That's why he's still 32-1. But the fact that we can have a conversation that he's one of the four best pitchers ERA-wise, four best pitchers in baseball, one of the top two or three AL pitchers in baseball, is pretty special. And it's definitely a credit to him and what they've been able to do. And he was awesome in front of, you know, a lot of family, I know, last night too, in the Bay Area. So that was great to see.
That was cool. And honestly, I take it as anything else, just like we're talking about. I feel really, really good about the possibility of like where they're heading in this direction. And the truth is, because of what the text line is mentioning, and I'm not trying to ignore it, every game they win is like 2-1 or 3-2, maybe 4-3 if the offense really lit it up that night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to say that that's ignored. They have 11 wins this year where they've scored three or less runs. That is unsustainable. I don't care how good your pitching is. You can't win 40% of your baseball games in a year scoring three or less runs. Well, thank God they got a guy like Chris Bubich to help ferry them through this moment and these moments where they can't hit. Look, Robbie Ray, here's the truth. You already have offensive troubles. If you're going up against one of the guys who's been one of the better pitchers in baseball, well, that's not going to help. And it didn't last night. They had a lot of trouble. But what we mentioned with JJ, and what still stands out, I think, to all of us, is more frustrating than Salvi chasing a pitch up, Renfro flying out for the ninth time, whatever. Any of the stuff that's been consistent offensive problems. Can they stop getting caught on the base paths? Can they stop leaning off a second, getting caught stealing, running into outs? I think that they have run into 20 outs in the last like 2 weeks.
Well, it's three last night.
I mean, I don't know if it's probably not that high, but yeah, it feels that way, doesn't it, at this point?
Yeah, I think it was three last night. That is the most, I think, because it seems so not big league level type of mistakes. You know what I mean? These are mistakes you can't make at the big league level. It's one thing for us to sit here and say the offense is not performing right and they're not hitting with runners in scoring position. Those are all true, but those are quote unquote normal big league ups and downs, concerns, flaws, if you will, of a team. The base running is inexcusable.
Yeah.
And I understand they're being aggressive, and that is what you want them to be.
You want
them to be aggressive. But yeah, last night was just breakdown in fundamentals, like basic stuff on the base paths, whether you're trying too hard, you're not thinking, whatever. That stuff can't happen at the big league level, and it definitely can't happen on a team right now that anytime they get a base runner, it's like, oh my gosh,
precious.
You know what I mean? It's one thing if you're consistently getting base runners every single half inning or something, and you're like, all right, we'll get another opportunity next inning. You don't know if that's happening with this team. If you get one or two guys on base, you feel like you better capitalize in that moment because you may not get another chance. You cannot give up free outs on the base pass, and they did it three times last night.
They just need to be a league average offense with this pitching. That's the truth. That's what makes it hurt. That's what we talk about, like the Chiefs offense versus defense. Somebody pointed out on the text line, right? If they are a league average offense, that's it. And they are not good at any of the small market offense things this year. They've been really bad at runners in scoring position. They've been really bad at getting runs home on less than one out from third base. And they've been really bad on the base paths.
Yeah, the only
And it's like, those are the things I need you to do pretty well in order to do that.
The only difference, and I understand the Chiefs made a trade for D-Hop in season and everything as well. Yeah. I think for baseball, of course, the difference is there are multiple ways that they can still improve this offense by the time we get to end of July, whether it's a trade deadline. We asked JJ about that. He said, basically it's it's too early externally because teams don't know if they're out of it yet. And so there's nobody's trading any corner outfielder right now. There's nobody to go acquire right this second. Now, he acknowledged, you know, he said like every 6 hours, essentially, we're talking about internal options and things like that. So that's the first step. And we all know what that might look like. I think it's very obvious at this point if they were to make an internal change offensively. We all know who we're talking about in potential areas, but externally, like, this isn't your video game. This isn't MLB The Show. You're not making a trade on May 20th with a team that's only four games under 500. That team's not trading you anybody yet.
No. Were you? I guess no. In no way. And nor should they. The Royals are on pace for 89 wins. Everyone else in the division is on pace for between 80, except for the White Sox, are on pace to win between 86 and 105 games. Were we all ready to riot if Chris Bubich's no-hitter had continued after they changed that error? And this is like, this is such small baseball. Really fun game last night. Little sad we didn't get to see the what ended up being pretty much the game-winning home run from Vinny Pasquantino, because for whatever reason, everybody's TV in Kansas City went out. It seemed like, did anybody actually get to see that? Anybody who was watching on, I watch it through Amazon Prime. I don't care if you watch it on your phone, through your TV. I'm just curious if anyone in Kansas City, if you were outside the market, I'm curious too, but did anybody actually get to see the Vinny home run not on replay? But were you ready to riot when they switched that Michael Massey, and I gotta be honest, that was an error, to a base hit instead, and it took away the no-hitter in the sixth inning. He eventually gave up a hit, so it didn't matter.
Well,
but
initially,
I was prepared to riot.
Yeah, initially they ruled it an error. That was how they ruled it at the beginning. And I don't know if you're watching on the broadcast.
Yeah,
I think Hunt was saying it should have been an error. I think if I had to write Ryan, I think, was saying it was a hit, I think is what my understanding. I think that's which side they were on. Fortunately, it ended up not being the decisive hit. That would have been brutal. Massey clearly slips. He's running it all out. He slips
and counts as an error.
His gloves under it, but he didn't touch the ball. You know, and that was the argument they were having kind of about it. But luckily it didn't end up being a big thing because Bubich ended up giving up a hit. But could you imagine if that was the one hit?
The Royals don't have it's been so long since they had a cycle or a no hitter. If it ended that way, if they were one hit short, let's just say he went nine innings and that was the one, we'd have to call the league. Come on, league.
No, more.
Oh, that would take all the juice out of the no-hitter, wouldn't it?
Yeah. The comical thing last night was more just when the Royals, we all of a sudden, the technical difficulties graphic was on the screen for FanDuel. And you maybe were listening on 96.5 or the Odyssey app, but if you were watching, you did not see Vinny's home run until there was a replay. You did not.
Technical difficulties.
It went back, and if you were on social media, you saw other people saying, Vinny just hit a home run. You're like, what? Excuse me? And then they finally got the stream back live out in San Francisco, and they eventually showed the replay. But like, luckily, it was a good thing. If it was the Giants hitting home run, everybody would have been really
ticked off. Yeah, if I came back and all of a sudden the Giants were up 2-0, I'd be like, what the hell happened?
Yeah, it was a good thing. It sucks we missed it live, but it ended up being kind of a humorous thing at the same time. Although, I don't know what the deal was. It happened like three times during the broadcast.
I made sure Vinny knew. I wanted to make sure
nobody saw his home run.
If somebody wasn't going to tell him, I was going to make sure that we told him.
I think what we found out, because I was texting with somebody about this morning, asking like, what was I watching on? Was I watching FanDuel app? Was I on Prime? Was I on my phone? What I've been able to kind of put two and two together so far with just people, if you were out of market and you were on the MLB app, you were good. So if you lived in, someone even texting in, they live in Pittsburgh, they watched it on the MLB app, that app, they were good. It was more of an out of market thing where you were good versus in market. Just a weird technical glitch. Obviously it does happen, but it just, the timing of it was unbelievable.
Yeah, that's all. It was just funny timing. Just technical difficulties. We come back and we're like, Vinny hit a 2-run homer. You're like, oh, well, I mean, that'd have been cool to see.
Yeah. Well,
I eventually did see it. They obviously had video of it still. Not like the time I was in Omaha and no TV was working at all. Nicky Lopez hit a homer.
Oh,
his first career.
He got DFA'd yesterday, I think. Who would that have been with the Cubs? I think
his first career home run was at a ballpark where they played one single game in Omaha, a regular season game. He hit a home run, and it was not on TV or video at all. Like, it was just the people in the stands got to enjoy that Vinny or that Nicky Lopez hit a homer, and nobody else ever saw it. Like, that was it.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll get back to what J.J. Piccolo had to say about Jack Caglione. You'll want to hear what he had to say about why this was the right time to call up Cags, and also just the path that he's on. This is clearly best case scenario. He gave some more detail on that. That's coming up in just a bit. You don't want to miss that right here on 96.5 The Fan. But we've alluded to it during What's Trending, and that is today is a big day in the NFL with potential rule changes. We'll get back to the seeding topic. And the NFL, including Roger Goodell in particular, wants to reseed the playoffs. Not a big fan of it. We'll go through the reasons for that later on in the 1 o'clock hour. But the Packers have submitted a revised proposal on the tush-push ban. It prohibits pushing or pulling the ball carrier anywhere on the field. That's where it can impact other teams. That's where they'll make it seem like it's not just targeting the Philadelphia Eagles.
But there are other teams that do push guys, yeah.
For sure. I mean, the Chiefs, there are plenty of times. Bink's been texting me all morning, making sure I mention that on air. So,
In fairness, I brought this up.
Texting you too.
When we were talking about this rule, Gold, I brought this up on offense and defense. Like, because people were asking the questions, like, can I push a fellow left guard behind his back?
Under this revised plan, the answer is no. But no, Bink's been texting me about
how the Chiefs
push players extra yards down the field, it would affect him. I don't agree that it affects him. I just said I don't know if it's the most riveting radio conversation to talk about guard and center placement down the field and stuff. But as far as the rule itself, this seems like it's going to pass, and that it's the tush push is going to be banned. And I'm guessing Eagles fans are just going to embrace it and say, they had to make a rule change to stop us from being great.
I guess here's part of the question with going with this rule change is it feels like it's only impacting the offense and in the negative, and that's not normally the way it works. Because they're not saying you can't like tackle as a unit. So hypothetically, even though I'm not pushing the tackler in the back, I'm going up to also tackle this player. I am, in a way, using their force and my force together in order to stop the ball runner and what they're saying, ball carrier. And what they're saying is, you can't do that on offense, though. You can't work as a group on that side of the ball. I don't know. I don't think it's an attractive play. I don't really care if they got rid of it. I actually don't like that it's expanding. But at the same time, I understand, like, should I be able to push or pull anybody on the field? I don't know.
The revised part is so they get more teams on board, because people did not want it to mean it was just, targeted only at the Eagles. Yeah, my whole thing has been, and I understand there's other boring plays in sports and we don't ban them, but I'm just telling you, the tush push is one of the worst aesthetic plays to watch in sports. It is boring as hell. It just is. By the way, 33 of Jalen Hurts' 55 career rushing touchdowns have come via the tush push. So it's a big deal. Yeah,
it's an MVP big mover, deal. Man. That is a
33 of his 55. Yep.
This is something. Something tells me I handed to Saquon, and there's going to be a pretty good success right there. But
And Jalen Hurts is strong enough too, where even if he just sneaks it himself,
they can do a normal QB sneak and probably have a lot of success.
Yeah,
but it's not. We all know. I mean, the tush push was that has been an unbelievable weapon for that organization. I'm not saying that's why they've won the Super Bowl, but clearly they were doing plenty of other things in that game. They didn't need to touch push against the Chiefs. All right. But still, it has been a huge weapon for them. And look, to their credit, they've taken advantage of it. And now it looks like it's going to be closed and they'll have to pivot. And it is kind of the way sports work sometimes, right? I mean, there's plenty of rule changes that have happened that along the course of history that have benefited a team or hurt a team. That's
just make sure you know them. Unlike Kyle Shanahan.
That's right.
When the rules change, just make sure you understand the rules and you don't get into a situation where you, for no reason at all, decide to take the ball first, therefore give the other team the opportunity to score a touchdown on your ass and win the Super Bowl.
So we'll find out if that passes, maybe during our show. If not, it'll be later on this afternoon. Up next, we'll get to the random question of the day and what JJ Piccolo told us about Cags and why now's the right time for them to promote on the triple.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What?
Random question of the day coming up in 15 minutes
Weird.
Or so.
Weird. I wasn't going to say that. I just wanted to remind people that Summit Grill is our Tuesday lunch partner at Cody and Gold. Proud Taco Tuesday partner. Head over there for any of their three locations for $2.50 tacos starting at 3 o'clock today. That's obviously Lee Summit, Gladstone, out there in Waldo as well. You can head over to Summit Grill for $2.50 tacos as a proud lunch partner. We will have a random question. I think you're going to like this one. I don't know for sure. It's real 50-50 on if you like them or not.
Is it one based off of like you need advice for something or is
no,
it?
No advice.
Okay. You just think like I'll like it. Interesting.
I don't know. All right. You know what? I think the text line will like it.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Well, then we're good.
We'll see.
Okay. All right.
We'll see.
All right. We'll leave it at that. Leave it at that. I have no idea.
It's a mystery. We don't always tell each other what those
the
things
are. The way you're hyping
about.
This up.
Yeah, this is where relax. You start to wonder what's going on, you know?
Relax.
Start to wonder what's going on when we start to get to that level of it. Mm-hmm. Earlier today, the general manager of the Kansas City Royals, J.J. Piccolo, joined us. He joins us every couple weeks right here on 96.5 The Fan. And we started our conversation with him talking about CAGs. And we all know he got promoted to AAA. And he, I believe, will make his AAA debut tonight. If all goes well, he'll be in the lineup tonight out in Salt Lake City, assuming travel and everything was good. So why now? That was basically what we asked him. Basically, did anything change or just why is now the right time for AAA?
Yeah, well, to be honest, nothing changed. He just continued to dominate AA baseball. You know, it was really good to see. He's, you know, we all know he hits the ball extremely hard, and that's his, you know, superpower. But we started to see some improvement in some of the decisions he was making on what pitches to hit and what pitches to lay off. And quite honestly, the level just wasn't good enough for him the way he was playing over an extended period of time. So we thought it was time for him to take the next step. You know, AAA, the pitching's better. Pitchers can game plan, but more importantly, follow a game plan better than AA pitchers because they're older, smarter, more experience, and that's the right next step in his journey to the big league.
He wasn't being tested in AA anymore. And
bored.
Yeah, he wasn't being tested. He was too damn good for AA.
Got now, that road trip in just in time.
Now he goes to AAA. And yeah, there's a real, like, not that there's not scouting in AA, but like there's true game planning. And as he said, you got some veterans, some guys that have been in the big leagues before that are rehabbing or they're just down in AAA for the time being. They know how to approach hitters when they get a scouting report and just stuff like it's a new challenge for Caglione. And but he was just there was he reached a point where they were not going to really see anything more than in double A. Like, we know, okay, you got it. You got double A. We know you can rake here. Let's see what you can do in triple A.
But I did think it was interesting, like, later in the conversation with him, he admitted what we know about the situation, which is if we had asked you 6 months ago what the earliest timeline for Jack Caglione to get to AAA was, this is it. He was clear, Gold. He said, I can't think of a player in the time that I've been evaluating that we only had the system for a year that we were already putting in AAA. So, like, that is a really good sign to me for not just Jack Caglione, but also their willingness to get him to the big leagues at some point this year. Because if they're already willing to be like, damn, he's ahead of schedule and it just is what it is, well, that means if he rakes in AAA, Gold, then he's going to get back up. That we're going to keep going through these progressions and get him to the next one. The other interesting one, and I don't know if we got a clip for it or not, was when we asked him for a comp. Because, like, that's always kind of the interesting. We all play this game. People will be like, it's always the next Patrick Mahomes in the NFL or whatever, right? And there, we always get in the comp game. But asking the general manager, I had specifically cited one that Dusty had mentioned to us in the morning, which was Adam Dunn. A career I would take for Jack Caglione. Adam Dunn hit like 240 for his career with like 450 homers. So if you could just guarantee me that, I'd probably take it. When I mentioned that name to JJ, he said, I think he's a more complete hitter than that.
And then he said, I'm not saying he's going to be this player, but
we kind of think he might be Pete Alonso. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, 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 Pete Alonso, you say. Uh-huh. And then I was like, well, I mean, I might as well get on his baseball reference page. What has Pete Alonso done? Well,
just look at what he's doing this year, too.
In his career. Pete Alonso.
Look what he's doing this year, Cody.
Pete Alonso in his career is a 252 hitter with a 343 on base and 235 career home runs in 7 years in the bigs, including leading the major leagues in home runs his rookie year with 53. He's had three 40 home run seasons. And yes, this year at age 30, where baseball players still sometimes have career years, he leads the league in doubles. He's hitting 301 with a 408 on base and already has 9 homers. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, that's pretty good.
So a couple home run derby titles as well mixed in there, you know.
Look, JJ knows and the organization knows. I would just say from the very beginning, they have tried to, and JJ is like openly in interviews. Like, I think they've tried to be like, relax a little, guys. He's still a young player and we're developing him. He could have thrown out a lot of your names and just been like, I don't know if there's a direct comp. We'll see. He chose Pete Alonso. I didn't say Pete Alonso.
All-around hitter. Alonso's not just a power hitter. He can also spread, as you said, mentioned the doubles. He can spread
around
the
yard. As much as a guy like Adam Dunn did in his career. Not a true three-outcome hitter.
Look,
people want to think, like, I don't want Adam Dunn or Joey Gallo. I want a guy who, I mean, again, I take Adam Dunn, but, like, you know, a guy who gets all
baseball. By no means are there guarantees, but, look, he was a top-10 pick. He's a top-10 prospect in baseball. He's their number one prospect. They should have extremely high, you know, expectations and comps and all that. Does it mean that that's going to happen? No. Does it mean it's going to happen instantly? Definitely not. But that's why there's plenty of excitement, and we'll see how long he needs to be in AAA before he eventually gets called up to the big leagues. And what is going on at the big leagues could absolutely play a role, I think, in how long it takes him to get called up as well. Good, or, you know, on the both ends of that, by the way. You know, where is his team still in the playoff hunt? Have they fallen off? Did the offense get going? Did they acquire a bat outside the organization? All of that could have an impact on ultimately when we see Caglione at the big league level. But yeah, now we start watching the AAA numbers a little bit, and tonight's his first one. So we'll see how it goes, man.
I like hearing left-handed Pete Alonso. People mentioning Jim Thome and some other guys. It's always tough because when you're big and tall and play first base and are left-handed, yeah, we can all like get to the same 4 or 5 players you kind of hope that they turn into, or this or that or outside of that. And I do definitely kind of get it. I am very hopeful that at some point that everyone regrets being like the 5 players that they passed on instead of Jack Caglione. Now, there are some other very highly thought of prospects who were taken ahead of him, including Charlie Condon,
who's number two prospect for the Rockies.
Who's a top 30 prospect in all of baseball. J.J. Weatherholt was taken right after
him.
He's one of the top 20 prospects in all of baseball. Nick Kurtz.
He's already up with the A's.
He's already up in the big leagues, already playing. So, like, that guy certainly stands out. But, like, I do hope that there's some part where they're just like, oops. The number one pick that year was the Guardians, remember? The Royals got all screwed up in the the Guardians shouldn't have had the number one overall pick statistically. The Royals, we thought, all got screwed by getting stuck down at six. And they might still be there. The Guardians took that year Travis Bazzana.
He's a very popular. It's just funny. You know why I know the prospects?
Is he a card?
Is what's
popular
funny.
In the card
normally,
game?
Normally, I do not know any other prospects in baseball, because why would you know about some other team's farm system unless you're really nerding out?
The collectibles game.
But in the sports card market right now, the new Bowman cards came out, which are all about prospects for the most part. And that's how all these names are very familiar. These are the names you mentioned, Condon and Kurtz and all. These are all guys you want to pull out of the packs because they're all their top prospects. Yeah.
Bad news. He was hurt yesterday.
He is. But Condon's coming back from a wrist injury.
Bazzana is what is this? This headline is very weird. Is dealing with a rare injury and may be out for a while. Ooh, mystery injury.
Yeah. Condon for the Rockies had some like wrist injury or something. I think he's just coming back.
You know what? Jack's healthy. Honestly, look at that.
Oh my God.
Knock on this fake wood. What? He's fine. You can't jinx people every time you say words.
Gosh, dang it.
Get to AAA.
Just remember this moment, all of you. Remember this moment right now.
What's my grace period?
Oh, my goodness.
A week? 2 weeks?
It's 2 weeks. You get 2 weeks on the good stuff. You get 2 weeks on the voodoo, too.
So just as long as he's healthy in 2 weeks, I'm off the hook, right? Yep. We all agree?
Yeah, my goodness.
2 weeks. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks.
Let's get to the random question.
I'm going to be sweating it now.
Random question.
For you, Gold. For you, Drew, over in the text line, 913-586-7965. Don't forget, over on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, we live stream the show 4 hours every day right here for Cody and Gold. You can subscribe on YouTube, pop to the top of your feed, catch the other two shows as well. We live stream those. That way you can catch us on there. No reason to miss it. Over on the video streaming platforms. Random question I have for you today is where you would go about creating an alter ego. Turns out, in the P. Diddy trial, it's discovered that he had a number of alter egos for different prescriptions or people he was booking stuff with, one of which was, and I'm not kidding, Frank White was one of his alter egos that he was using on like prescriptions, Drew, according to like allegedly, right?
When they arrested him in his hotel room, that was one of the prescription bottles had the name Frank White on it.
Yeah. Which I thought was interesting. So I guess the question I have for you today is, all right, Gold, today, you're going on the lam and you got to create an alter ego. How do you go about choosing your name? How do you go about it? Do we do the things we've joked about on the show before and you are Adam Silver? You know, you just go with the NBA guy's name. Do you go from gold to a different precious metal?
I think I definitely stick with the metal.
You hold to some version of your previous self. Do you utilize a maiden name of your mother? You know, like, how do you create your alter ego is, I guess, what I'm going to go
I
with.
Think I'd
Stephen
say...
Stephen King, we mentioned yesterday, had an alter ego he wrote under?
I haven't thought about this, but just real quickly, top of my mind, I would say I'll just move some names around and then change the metal. So we'll go Joseph Bronze, okay? We'll just move some middle name
Joseph
around.
Joseph Bronze!
We'll just use a different metal.
No, I don't know what you, man!
No,
Joseph Bronze.
Yeah.
What the hell does Joseph Bronze do?
I don't know.
Sell like equities or something.
Joseph Bronze. Joseph Bronze, financial planner.
You're in real estate? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Financial planner? Okay, all right.
Yeah, you talk about, people are like, aliases is what you're really talking about here, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. You know, like we were mentioning Stephen King yesterday. I'm sure you guys have heard this story before, but like in the 80s, he was writing so many books, Gold. His publisher's like, hey, stop it, man. Everybody doesn't write as many books as you do. And so he just started publishing under a different name. Like he just
people
created
saying,
a different
People
name.
Are saying it was on one of the pill bottles, it was Frank Black, not Frank
both.
White. He had a couple of them. The P. Diddy trial. You've been following this more closely than I have.
Aren't you guys interested in, I mean.
Yeah,
like,
Frank Black was on two bottles.
Oh, maybe I got it wrong.
It was next to a couple bottles.
He allegedly called himself during some of the, no, there's one that's, it's both.
Yeah, both. Frank Black and Frank White.
It's both. There were two different aliases. Under
Combs used names like Frank White and Frank Black when booking hotel rooms for events he allegedly, of course, we all know called Freak Off. So anyway,
So both is the answer. Text line.
Yeah.
You know, just both is the answer. I think I would go with family names that haven't been used in a while. Right.
Yeah.
I think I would go like I can't do Bancroft at this point. Everybody knows it to stand out. And you got to like blend in more than that. But his first name, the Bancroft I'm named after, is Albert. Could I just go, you know, maybe I turn into Albert? I'm getting to an age that Albert plays. Cody, you know what I've been saying for a while anyway. Cody doesn't work in the young man's game anyway. Maybe a maiden name.
Yeah, people are convinced that you're just trying to get everybody's passwords at this point in time. Someone says that. Someone says that. Drew Tapp or Cody Gold.
Oh.
Every once in a while, someone will call us Cody Gold. Every once in a while, we'll get.
Yeah,
that.
Like we're one person.
One person, yes.
Yeah, I've done this show long enough.
Had that happen before.
That's what happens when one person goes by their first name on the show, right. And one person more commonly goes by.
Someone
their last
says Joseph Braun sounds like a porn star. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
It does.
Yeah. Someone says Alex Gold already sounds like a fake name anyway. Hey, it's obviously my full name is not Alex is obviously short for Alexander on the birth certificate, but Alex Gold is the name. Yeah,
that doesn't sound like a fake name to me.
I don't know. People just think
about Alex Gold.
They just think his gold like last name.
No one's last name could actually be Gold.
Someone says Toby Cap, Alec Silver, and Lou Mixum or whatever.
I do think I think I would keep some part of like the double, like the, you know, like the double letter in the last name. Like they said, Cap, or like that's the one people always get wrong. I think I'd want some sort of like
Toby Cap
double letter so you can keep some part of your identity, you know? Or you just get, like, I'll tell you this much. Immediately eliminated from the first name category is anything anybody's accidentally called you. No Corey over a phone. No Corey, no Corey. Tony, no, like, anytime you try to say your name, like, with a customer service rep, they're always calling, like, Tony? I'm like, no, Cody. I know I'm an adult, and nobody under the age of 10 is named Cody, but it's not Tony, it's Cody. And
somebody's called you Tony instead of Cody?
A billion times.
Tony Tapp?
I mean,
that's terrible.
Tony Tapp?
What Tony Cap? That? No, too much. You
Tony
gotta.
Tapp.
The one thing about the short last name is that you need kind of a either a two-syllable or a soft-sounding first name. You can't do anything too quick. Can't be Jack Tapp. Too much. Too much. Too fast. Jack. Doesn't work. It's got to be soft-sounding. Jack like Tapp. My brother's name is Seth. Okay, that flows. Or it's got to be at least two syllables. I think the same as yours. I don't think Gold works with a short first name that is harsh-sounding in a syllable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thinking. No, I'm thinking.
I've obviously thought way too
you,
hard about this.
How much do you think about your name?
I don't know. Like, you can't be Pat Gold. It's no good.
I'm
too quick.
You. Yeah, that would.
It's got to be like, you know, it's got to have a little better flow to it than that. You know?
Drew, thoughts?
I think I would just give myself a random last name, but funny enough, so my parents were, so between Drew and then Titus was...
Titus.
Was you could have always going to go with a fake name.
We could have had Titus. So, we could have had a producer named Titus.
Potentially named Titus.
Titus Nixon.
I'm glad my name is Drew, but so I
my parents never told me like the name they were going to call me outside of that. I feel like they were just running out of choices at the end.
Well,
they all seem to have like a vibe or something. I can't believe I got the family middle name. I was kid six. How hard did my dad fight for that middle name with my mom for all those years that it took to kid six to get it? That feels like a, you know, we went through all kinds of different choices.
Drew Burrow, someone says, actually is what he prefers. Drew Burrow.
Too obvious. They'd find him, you know? If he's on the lam, they'd find him. I guess if it's just to create an alter ego for, he's going to start a new
Drew
podcast.
Chase,
and he
Drew Chase Burrow, two first names.
Drew Chase Burrow. Eesh.
You would if you could. You would if you could. And you can.
I absolutely would not.
It's not too late.
I technically could.
Someone says,
damn.
Text line's mean today.
Yeah, people are a little angry. You know, people are taking shots today.
Drew, honestly,
so mad about, you know?
Maybe because you've worked here for so long, I should know. What's your middle name?
Brian.
Did you know that?
I did not.
I feel kind of stupid now. I knew yours, but we were together, you know, a little longer.
Yeah.
Brian. You know,
Brian
Nixon. He doesn't have a Brian vibe at all.
Nah.
Your vibe is not. You can't go by Brian. You got no vibe of a Brian.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you on that one.
I feel like the person who said Lou Mixon. Lou is a interesting.
Lou
the way that it was spelled. L-E-W.
How old are you? 66. He's on number two.
Big Lou.
I think you got to be like Cody's got a certain age attached to it. I think Lou does too. And Lou is like a guy who remembers smoking in bars. Drew doesn't.
Lou's the mechanic down the street as well.
Yeah.
Someone says Drew, Brian doesn't fit. They're convinced you would just go by like Bry, like B Rye.
Oh, no.
B-Rye?
Bry? Jeez. B Rye?
That'd be the Twitter handle. B Rye.
Just yeah, you know? B Rye living down in Florida with his backwards cap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Skin too tan. B Rye? Actually, that's more of your vibe than Brian.
Yeah, no. I feel like it would have to give off. Because Gold has mentioned multiple times that I fit the profile like the skater profile
very much.
So I almost have to have like
gotta say B-Ride bra a lot.
Yeah.
Kind of tracks a little.
I don't have to. It should be a unique name. If I were to do a different name,
someone says last name, you could be Titus Bryan. That's your new alter ego,
Titus Bryan.
Yeah, this all stemmed again. More details coming out from the P. Diddy trial.
It's actually kind of like that one's harder to follow because it's so.
Well, there's so much stuff that keeps getting pushed out there that has like it's evidence, but some of it is also gossip. You know what I mean?
So, I told you I'd asked a random question like a week ago, like what's the trial you've been interested in? I told you the Carrie one. So I'm still following the retrial. They're in the middle of the retrial now because it was a mistrial in the first one. Some of the stuff, this is what always interests me about the court stuff. Some of the stuff is I can't believe it. So the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, the Commonwealth of the city, they had a witness, like an expert witness on like cell phone data come up. This guy, unbelievable. He steps up to the thing and the defense is like, all right, so got your old LinkedIn pulled up and your profile on the website and it all says you've got all these degrees. Do you have any of these degrees? And he's like, no. Do you even have a bachelor's degree? No. He's like, well, I'm pursuing it. How long has this man been pursuing it? 17 years. He's not pursuing Jack. They had an expert on cell phone data who's like a college dropout who lied on his LinkedIn and can't lie about it on the stand because his ass will go to jail. And you're like, how did you find this idiot? Like, where did you find this guy? What are you doing? Why are you bringing your expert? You're the state prosecutor.
Why is your witness a guy who
was lying about his own credentials on the company's website and on his LinkedIn.
So the defense attorney very easily was able to just, when they were crossed, you know,
they were like, so you're not an expert in any of this, essentially? Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. Okay.
Someone said it's got to be a name that sounds so fake it has to be real, like Dean Green. Titus Bryan is like the guy that works at, or the guy that goes to the country club every day to play golf, but nobody knows what the hell he does. But somehow,
Titus Bryan does sound like a country club guy.
He has enough money to just be at the club every single day. Titus Bryan. Titus just sounds like a guy that's full of himself, you know? Like, you know, that's Titus over there.
Someone said they were supposed to be named Vernon Duane. Parents thought the initials would have been bad to have. VD.
That's a good name.
I'm not kidding.
Vernon Duane? I like that.
If you think
that.
Parents don't think about that.
You're supposed to be a lawyer if your name is Vernon Duane.
The original middle name choice we wanted to go with our daughter, her initials would have been Rat. And I'm like, I'm out.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta change it.
Yeah. Can't do that.
Gotta change it. Got a new middle name. Liked that middle name initially better, but I was like, I'm not giving you the initials Rat. Kids are mean. I'm not going to do that.
Out of curiosity.
So I'll just choose a different one.
What was the middle name going to be?
The middle name is going to be a family name, which is same in the same in the family. I don't know. Does this matter? I don't know if like people need. It doesn't matter.
I'll tell you. I was like, is this too personal?
I don't know. But like, yeah, it was going to start with an A, and it doesn't now.
There you go.
I was like, I can't do this to them.
That is the random question of the day. Up next, we'll get into the NFL reseeding that Roger Goodell wants for the playoffs. I think it's a terrible idea. I'll tell you why. And we've got an update on what's going on in New Orleans with that prison escape.
Fascinated.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.